Harris questioned the science behind the effectiveness of face coverings and said the country was experiencing a cult of masks that resulted in an individual facing harsh criticism for choosing not to wear them. Clearly, there is science behind the potential benefit. If I'm infected or wearing a face covering in changing the amount of infectious virus that can go across a 6-foot space or 3-foot space, Redfield told Harris, we have good data to show that. After the hearing, Harris told Newsweek, the directions the public has received about mask use has not added up. We're at a point regarding the use of masks where we have to let the science catch up to the dogmatic declarations made about mask use, Harris said. First, it was no masks, then everywhere masks, then inside-only masks, then bandanas, then face shields, without any real science to back up a lot of the recommendations. And the press, by insisting that the president should wear a mask, even at times when he's clearly not called for, and certainly not proven useful, has fueled the cult of masks. According to Redfield, photos depicting Americans choosing not to wear masks at protests is not his only concern. While Redfield said he observed many residents wearing masks near his home in Baltimore, the same was not true in the nation's capital. We will continue to try to message as well as we can, Redfield said. We're going to encourage people that they have the ability to request or require a mask when they're in their environment to continue to do that. We do think this is an important health tool, and we're going to continue to try to figure out how to get more and more people to embrace it, he said. While officials across the country have voiced concerns that the large gatherings seen at protests could trigger a second virus outbreak in the U.S., health officials at the national and international level have long warned a second wave could occur in the fall, Redfield said. Keeping preventative measures like wearing face coverings and observing social distancing in place could help the country brace itself for a dreaded second round. These social distancing strategies that we've learned are something we need to perfect, he said. We're going to need them to be our major defense again in October, November, and December.